Good morning. It's a difficult day for all of us. Just a few hours ago, I delivered the Daf Yomi Shir. We had Minyan in what was the last in-person live gathering in our Kehila, at least for the next little while. Our minds are preoccupied with everything that's going on around us. The truth is, I think for many of us, we walk around in a little bit of like a daze, feeling that all of the events that are unfolding are a bit surreal. It feels almost like a dream. It is hard to imagine that the world as we know it has changed so dramatically. You know, we've been reading the news for a long time, and now these changes are impacting us and hitting us in our communities right now. Our shul, which is the epicenter of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the epicenter of our relationship with one another, the epicenter of our Torah, of our tefillah, of our chesed, is closed. And we have to figure out a way to adjust to this brand new reality. An email is going out to the shul speaking about the additional precautions we have to make, the need to avoid making the, it's almost like there's the Yetzirah to want to congregate and gather together to make minyanim, but we can't do that. Private minyanim should not be done. Attending minyanim at shuls that are open should not be done. And I've spoken a lot and written a lot about the things that we should not do in order to stem the spread of the virus, to flatten the curve, and to be responsible, not just responsible members of our own families and our own community, but responsible members of our greater community and responsible members of society. As Frum, as Torah Jews, we have an obligation to model the right kind of behavior. And if we are being told to take proactive steps to safeguard our community, if that's what conventional medical wisdom is, then it is obligatory upon us to heed it, to observe it, and to act upon it. But I want to spend just a few moments not talking to you about the things that we should not do, but to speak to you a little bit about the things that we should do. Because in the coming days, our whole framework of ruchnius, our whole framework of spiritual dynamic activity is going to change. Because so much of what we do on a ruchni level is focused on doing it in a minyan, in a group, in a shir, as part of a chevra. So we have a struggle on one hand to try to maintain that social connectivity, even if we're all doing it from our own individual satellite locations. And we have a challenge of trying to figure out how our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to look. We are a community that is so focused on everything but Tzibur. We try to daven with the Tzibur, the congregation, our simchas, our tzaris, everything done but Tzibur. And now the Tzibur is going to be something that is going to be a little bit off limits, at least in the physical sense. So I want to share with you an incredible idea. I want to think of David Kramer, who pointed out a beautiful Kiddush HaSlevi to me yesterday. And the Rebbe points out, this is in Kiddush HaSlevi and Pirkei Avos. And the Rebbe is commenting over here on Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, chapter 1, Mishnah 4. He's talking about the need, v'beischa beis vad l'chachamim. A person should make sure that his home is a gathering place for the sages. So again, the Mishnah teaching us that make sure there's Torah in your home, and not just Torah, Torah personalities. Make sure there's an atmosphere of dynamic learning and dynamic growth in your home. And Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Abraditchev, our Rebbe, the great tzaddik, says something so incredible, and I want to quote you. He says, "Kihine asidin bate yisol sheyechol yaretzav bizman Mashiach." So he says, quotes over the idea that we know the Gemara Maseches Megillah says, the asidin bate kinesios begola. When Mashiach comes, Mashiach is going to come, Geula is going to come, redemption is going to come, and we're all going to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. And during that time, the Gemara says that the shuls that we build in Chutz Lartz, the shuls that we build in diaspora, will be lifted up and transported to the land of Israel. And the Rebbe says, it's not only shuls which will be lifted up and transported to Eretz Yisrael, but explains Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Abraditchev, asidin batei Yisrael, Jewish homes, will also be uprooted and transported from diaspora to Eretz Yisrael. It's not just the shuls that will be uprooted and transported, But Jewish homes, Bate Yisrael, Sheyelchu Li Eretz Yisrael Bizman Bias Mishichin Mihira Biyamenu. Homes are going to be lifted up. Homes are going to be transported. So the Rebbe says, where does the Rebbe get that from? And he says something so beautiful. He says, Uma Bate Knesios, Sheikharam Rak L'Kriyashma Ule Tfila, Utfila Himitzah Dirabanan, and Kriyashma Plugta Beshach Dirais Dirabanan. What is a shul used for? A shul is primarily used for tefillah, for davening. The truth is, davening is a rabbinic obligation. Davening, shmona esei, shachris, mincha, mariv, it's rabbinic. Okay, so kriya shema, the recitation of shema, maybe da'oraisa, but even the recitation of shema of da'oraisa, the biblical obligation of shema, doesn't require a minyan. So says the Rebbe something so amazing. Everything we do in the shul is a rabbinic obligation. Exceptionally important. The Rebbe is not minimizing it. Exceptionally important. But the concept of tefillah b'tzibur, the concept of davening, what we do in a shul, is rabbinic. And the Rebbe goes on. He says, however, ki yadua batei yisrael sheyesh bam harbi mitzvos d'oraisa, kegon mezuzah, birkas hamazon, Torah, tzedakah, b'harbi ki yotzei bohen, alachas kama v'kama. But the home is the location of biblical mitzvos. It's in the home, the Rebbe says, that we affix a mezuzah to our doorways, a biblical obligation. It's in the home that we bench, we recite Birkas Hamazon after we eat, a biblical obligation. It's in the home where we learn Torah, a biblical obligation. It's in the home where we give tzedakah, not just money, but the home which is the epicenter of the kindness we're able to do for others. And kindness starts at home. Tzedakah starts at home. Chesed starts at home. So the Rebbe says, if shuls, bate kinesios, which are the epicenter of dynamic activity, but rabbinic dynamic activity, mitzos midirabanon, rabbinic obligations, if those places, shuls, are going to be uprooted and taken to Eretz Yisrael, then all the more so our homes, which are the site of dynamic biblical activity, mezuzah, benching, Torah, tzedakah, of course will be uprooted when Mashiach comes and will be transported to Eretz Yisrael. Such an incredible idea. And my dear friends, how important this is in our days. As I mentioned this morning at the end of Daf Yomi, our entire ruchnius is going to shift. It's going to shift from the epicenter of the shul to the epicenter of the home. But lest you think that by taking your davening to your home, by taking your learning to your home, by taking your chesed to your home, that you're somehow losing out. Just know that that's not true. Because when we go home tonight and we daven mincha in our homes and we daven ma'ariv in our homes, and we sit in front of an open gemara or an open chumash, and when we daven and when we put money into the pushkas, into the tzedakah boxes in our home, that home, your home, that you are infusing with holiness during these difficult days, that home is going to come with you to Eretz Yisrael when Mashiach comes. Our shul is going to be lifted up, and our homes are going to be lifted up. But the homes are only lifted up. The homes are only transported from diaspora to Eretz Yisrael if they are homes of Kiddusha, if they are homes of holiness. You know, if I don't have mezuzahs on my doorways, and I'm not benching after I eat, and I'm not learning, and I'm not davening, and I'm not doing tzedakah in my home, then you know what? When Mashiach comes, you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, but you're going to have to find a new place to live. You're going to have to find an apartment to rent or a hotel to stay at or wait for new construction to come about, which is going to be in short supply, Mirat Hashem, when Mashiach comes. But if we go home today, if we daven with extra kavana in our homes, if we learn extra Torah, if we bring our children closer, our spouses closer, if we bench with kavana after we eat, if we go ahead and we value the mezuzahs on our doorways, whether we're kissing them or not, then our homes are infused with the requisite holiness. so that when Mashiach comes, our homes will come with us. That's the great privilege we have. Every day that goes by, we're one step closer to Mashiach. Every day that goes by, we're one step closer to redemption. Our shuls are ready to be lifted up and transported to Eretz Yisrael. The question is, are our homes ready? Are our homes ready to be lifted up off their diaspora foundations and be transported along with us to Eretz Yisrael with the Mashiach? And these days ahead give us the opportunity to answer that question in the affirmative. Because when I walk in, I'm going to remember when I see that mezuzah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me every step of the way of this journey. That I am never alone. Hashem tzilcha al yadi minecha. Whatever is happening to me in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with me. And after I eat, I'm going to bench bekavana. V'yachalta v'savata uveirachta as Hashem lokecha. In these times when we're losing out on certain opportunities, I'm going to appreciate the beautiful brachos that I have. And when I daven, I'm going to say, Ribono Shel Olam, you are the healer of all flesh. You are the maker of all things. You run this universe. Bring us out of these difficult times and usher in a period of happiness, of simcha and of refuah. And I'm going to become a greater Baal Chesed. You know, everybody loves Chesed opportunities. But sometimes we forget that Chesed opportunities start at home. You know, tensions are high. Supermarkets may be out of stuff and people are a little bit on edge. The greatest Chesed you could do is you go home and you soothe your wife, you soothe your husband. You make sure your children know that the world is not coming to an end, that everything is going to be okay. And whatever you are, mommy or daddy, Abba, Ima, mommy, Tati, we're here to protect you and you're going to be just fine. Hashem always has a plan. Hashem loves us more than anything and will always take care of us no matter what is occurring in this world. So we go home and we become Bali Chesed, Bali Tzedakah, Bali Tefillah, Bali Torah, Bali Birkas HaMazon, Bali Gomli Chasodim, Bali Akara Satov. The avodah now over the coming days is to infuse an additional dimension into our homes, an additional dimension of holiness into our homes. The avodah over the next few days is to make sure that when Mashiach comes, and it's going to happen soon, that our homes are ready to be lifted up and transported to Eretz Yisrael. So I give us all the bracha that we should find chizuk and strength to maximize the beautiful opportunities that are in front of us over the coming days. You see, sometimes we're so focused on what's happening in the shul and what's happening in the office, what's happening here. There's no shul to focus on right now. Your only focus, Emir Hashem, is of course if you have to go to work and your home. May we be zocha to live up to the words of the Rebbe, to create homes of Kiddusha that will be lifted up together with our Batei Knesios, together with our shuls. When Mashiach comes, us, our shuls, and our homes will all be transported to Eretz Yisrael together. Mehera bi'ameinu. Amen.